For all of your deck, fence, and exterior needs, C-Mac Development Decks and Fence is the only call you will need to make. They specialize in decks and fences and believe that quality craftsmanship starts with their perfect designs. Take advantage now and get the exterior of your dreams with their current sale. 10% off all materials and labor. To set up a free design and estimate consultation, call 636-385-6387 or visit them at cmacdeckandfence.com.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement-y experts. Go online to WoodsBasementSystems.com today. That's WoodsBasementSystems.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Hey Mizzou fans, it's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly. Since 1994, I've had the privilege of describing Mizzou football on the radio. I can't wait for the start of my 27th season and the beginning of the Eli Drinkwitz era. Coach has energized his players and Tiger fans across the country with his determination to deliver a new zoo. You can feel the passion every time he speaks. Buy your season tickets today at 1-800-CAT-PAWS or online at mutigers.com. We'll see you at the new zoo.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement-y experts. Go online to WoodsBasementSystems.com today. That's WoodsBasementSystems.com.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up at any of the 6 video game machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shooters location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooters. Play here. Win big.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Joe Rusevans with FRA Trust here, and as a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, I want to help you take control of your financial future in this post-pandemic economy. If you have over $250,000 in a retirement account, or perhaps you've recently been furloughed and don't know what to do, my team at FRA Trust would love to help you learn how to turn a 401k retirement account into your own personal IRA. Don't delay. Call us today at 855-935-4214. That's 855-935-4214.
4214. Here it comes. That's a real chorus. That is a big chorus, and this is a big hour.
sit back and relax and enjoy.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners.
Hey, partners, that's you.
There's no fun left on.
Dirty chicken butts.
I love those. Just fry them up. They're good. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 11th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. The preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. The official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs and hosts of this Friday night's, and I'll go ahead and call it fantastic even though it hasn't happened yet because that's what it will be. Trivia night at Ameristar. We'll talk about it, but first, let's introduce the people in the studio. Starting with the control board operator, that would be a guy who lived for 19 years in Great Britain. I mention that because that's how I explain his accent. For 10 of those years, he lived in Birmingham, England. Yes, he is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
In the studio, not on the road. Didn't go northbound, southbound, westbound, or we welcome back again, Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
And over with Bill, sharing the coronavirus-proof glass box that they sit in. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and a big thank you to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Now working his 39th, 40th, and 41st jobs. Man who is, well, I'll tell you what those jobs are. We're not going to go through the 38 previous jobs. We don't have time, but he is our head of research. He's our newsman. And outside of this place where he makes his real living, and who doesn't have to if they work in radio, he does something else, and I'm sorry, I can't remember what it is. Oh, okay. I always have to thank Bruce and the boys for firing up the Rockford Files theme, and they play it exactly as it sounded on TV. This man is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
A big hello and thank you to the law office of our own Scott Sherman.
Yeah.
Bayer has announced it will pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted cancer after using the weed killer Roundup, and even if you haven't filed, some of that money might belong to you. The law office of Scott Sherman is handling class action Roundup cases and standing by if you or a loved one think you might be eligible, in addition to accepting class action inquiries regarding suits on users of Zantac and Ranitidine. All you have to do is send them an email to see if you're eligible. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. Again, LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and should not be made solely on advertisements.
All right. Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Rad boy, you know how much I appreciate this. I have a new granddaughter. She was born a couple hours ago. And Rad Boy, have you ever seen, and they used to do this like in the 50s. You don't see, but they would take baby shoes and bronze them. Have you ever seen this? It's a weird thing to do. Well, these are little baby shoes, not bronze. They're sculpted. What are they made out of?
Cheese.
Cheese. Little cheese shoes. Rad Boy, that is very thoughtful. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Would you please, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Bruce Limperous and they all
Boss
Orchestra.
Yeah.
We've got a little equipment glitch, and in order not to have the humming or buzzing, we have to have one channel left or right, in this case left, and we're not used to that, and you keep jiggling your headphone while thinking that one ear is broken, but it's not.
We'll get it squared away.
We're brought to you by Window World. Now, you know they're in the window business, and I hope you know that the far and away the biggest selling replacement window in this country is the one made by Window World. They're in the siding business. In fact, they're in the entry door business. I have an appointment. They'll be at the house tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Tom from Window World will be there for one final measurement of the doors that walk out onto our deck, our doors that were put in when the house was built 36-37 years ago are shot, and they're no good, and we're going to have new doors put in, and Window World is going to do that. So yes, they do that too. They also have a charitable arm, and every year that charitable arm hosts a trivia night, and this one for this year is this coming Friday night at Ameristar in the Discovery Ballroom. And we I don't have but two more days after today to beg, so I'll do it now. We have a table of 10. At our table, VIP table, I might add, will be Tim Woodburn, Limey Phillips, Dan Strauss, his girlfriend Sandy, me, my wife, and that leaves four chairs or two couples. I have bids for those seats. One couple has bid $2,000. They have the highest bid for those two seats, and the other bid is $1,500. If you'd like to sit with us, and I'm speaking now specifically to people, and you know who you are, you do really well, you have the money, it's tax deductible, your child is not autistic, maybe your child is. So even more of a reason to want to help Action for Autism. I need $2,000 to bump the $1,500 bid. And Gary, if you're listening, you know I don't mean any offense by that, trying to bump you. I'm just trying to raise another $500. So if we can turn the $1,500 bid into a $2,000, that would be fantastic. And if we can't, it'll still be fantastic. And we're happy with what we have, because we have $18,000 already, thanks to many of you. So that is this Friday night. You can email me, by the way, if you'd like to jump in on that. I'm frankopinion@yahoo.com. There is a this actually is a story from several days ago, and I didn't get around to it yet. But it's typical and another example of how we are just losing our way in this country. There was an Oregon drive-in theater, and they were going to show a series of movies with, basically these are movies that were, most of the shooting took place in Oregon. And they're movies that had done well, and there's an Oregon connection. One of them was Kindergarten Cop. And they said because of overwhelming demand, they removed it and are not going to play it because it sends the wrong message about kids and police. I don't have any idea what they're talking about. I've seen Kindergarten Cop. What in the world is there about it that is wrong?
It's not a tumor.
And I don't buy the overwhelming demand. You know what that means? Three idiots said, I don't think you should show that movie. So again, somebody caves in. The pussification of America continues. This kind of thing is starting to really irritate me, and I know there's nothing I can do about it.
Isn't that where he yelled at the five-year-olds, get back to the chopper?
No.
That
was Commando.
No, that
was Predator, wasn't it?
Was it Predator?
Yeah, it was Predator. Have you ever seen Kindergarten Cop, Bill?
I have, yeah.
It's been a long time, but I remember really enjoying it, and nowhere did I think, well, this is a bad message. And these people are out of their minds. And by the way, you drive-in theater owner, you're out of your minds for pulling the movie.
Speaking of people out of their minds.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I was kidding. Why would a teacher tell five-year-olds to get back to the chopper?
Get to the chopper.
Okay. Yeah. Just make that clear.
You know what? It didn't work, what he did. So why don't you edit it out? It's okay. A favor to Tim. Just edit it out.
I got you.
Radio edit.
Okay. When I left here yesterday, it was, when they say pouring rain, it was as heavy a rain as I think I've ever driven in. I pulled out here and I thought, well, this is it. My car is going to end up a complete autobody.
It was a torrential downpour.
Yeah. If somebody doesn't hit me or I don't hit them because you can't see anything, then it's going to be hail damage. And I thought, well, complete. Here comes some work. I made it home. But as I'm driving, I got to wondering about this. And I've asked this before. Where do animals go, like deer, when it's raining that hard?
Where are they?
Because when it's raining that hard, you don't hit them. On the road, they're ducking somewhere. Do they just put their heads down and light? What do they do in the torrential rain?
They go to Cracker Barrel.
Do they?
I think they hide out under like tall trees or in their thickets, like in groups. I think they have their little kind of their dens.
They gotta do.
They've gotta have their area somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke cigars and play cards.
Yeah. No, that's dogs. I've seen those paintings.
Yeah.
So but, today,
I when we were driving home yesterday, I mean, it was crazy. Bill said it was crazy when he was driving.
Dan called me and said, "Did you make it home?" I said, "I'm just pulling the garage." He goes, "Not me. I had to turn around and go back to the station."
Yeah they actually closed Manchester. Where did they close it?
Right up here, right up the street, right up the street from the station. The fire truck pulled up and blocked both lanes.
I just realized what happened yesterday because Tim is mean. He said to me, maybe you should go Manchester. He knew they closed it. I guarantee
you.
That's why he suggested, because he's mean.
They closed it right up in front of me, though.
Welcome to the world.
But they didn't close it in front of you, did they, Bill?
No, I don't think so.
No. Welcome to the world today, my granddaughter, born, 3 hours ago.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Tyann Landgrader, because that's my son-in-law's name, Landgrader, and I'm not sure if it's mandatory, but I had to go because my wife said we need to do this. I had to go get a TDP shot today. Now, I don't know what that is. It's a tetanus, diphtheria, I don't know, pneumonia, whatever. My wife reads all things medical and healthy, and so if she said we need to do it before we handle her, then we just do it. That's how you shut them up. Just okay. So I went to Walgreens, $47. I got the shot, and that was it. And I didn't even feel it. It was nothing. So
you know what I'm going to get?
I have a TDP shot.
I'm going to get for little Charlotte.
What?
I'm going to get her Bill Cleveland's children's book.
Yeah. I can't wait to get that. You know, that's going to be a great idea.
You know she can't read. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
how do you know?
I don't. You know, I don't know. Maybe she was born like a savant, like a genius.
Because Bill's book talks about where children should go and travel.
There you go.
When he's on the road,
you gotta teach him early.
Well, thank you on behalf of her. Thank you.
Yeah.
And she was 9 pounds 7 ounces. I just mentioned that because I think that's a pretty big girl. I think
that's a healthy baby.
Well,
that is a healthy baby.
Seems to be. Now
it is. There's something missing.
No, there's not something missing. I'm looking at the clock. You see me looking at the clock. I had
Mike Evans?
No.
Oh.
I had written down, here are the words, shake things up.
Really?
That was the cue to myself to throw the audience into a tailspin, have them this is a test to see how closely people listen, and right now people are going, oh, he forgot Bill Clement. No, I didn't. And I'll prove it right now by playing this music.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, West Coast, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa.
Tell the joke right now.
Here's my note to myself. Don't let Bill's introduction in any way overshadow the birth of little Charlotte. So that's why I did that first. See, they feel like a bunch of idiots. Okay.
Oh, man.
Check in with Bill Cleveland, courtesy of who else? Window World, the people who make so much happen on this show. Number one selling replacement window in the country, windowworldstlouis.com. I know you've held your applause. Now you get a chance to cut it loose. Here he is, Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you? I would never forget you.
He's got just enough time to read the first sentence of his children's book.
I would never, ever forget you.
Well done, Dan. These idiots
don't understand the concept of mixing it up, shaking it up, changing it up.
Yeah.
They're creatures of habit, and they don't understand deliberate change.
Well, we'll have to do this fast before Larry Connors gets in here.
But I checked, and he's just been let go.
Oh, no.
Again?
I'm not happy about it either.
Unfortunate.
Give him a good severance.
I don't know if we have time now.
Yes, you do.
You got plenty of time.
Okay, so I have a little game to play. Before I say that, I went and got some ice cream before the show started today. I told you the power is out at my house today. Whoa. So I went and I got some ice cream on the way over here. And while I was waiting to order, I overheard the tail end of a conversation. So I don't know the context. I don't know anything other than the phrase that I heard that was this, I want to say 17 or 18-year-old kid. He was telling, maybe it was a friend or a girlfriend or whatever, but they were in this place. And this is the phrase that I overheard while I'm waiting to order my ice cream. But people used to masturbate to statues.
That is
the phrase that I heard. So I don't know what that means.
What the heck?
Yeah, I don't know what...
Statues?
I didn't stick around to find out.
You know what?
But that was the phrase.
In my history class, they never taught us
mentioned that.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, don't remember hearing about that.
Anybody knows.
Man, I'm going to visit the thinker.
And the other thing I wanted to mention, so I bought a new...
Going to the Yacht Museum.
I bought a new refrigerator today because mine
congratulations.
Had died. Do you know there's a refrigerator shortage in the United States right now?
I did not know that.
It's a big problem. Yeah. It's
because of shutdown assembly, COVID?
Or being importing things as well, I think, is the big deal. So that was that was kind of an interesting thing.
So if somebody calls you and says, is your refrigerator running? You just say no because your power's out.
What?
Nothing.
I think so.
Now we are.
Said something.
Okay. So... looking for road trip games people can play with their family, things, you know, you got kids, you're traveling, you're taking these road trips now, and this last, I guess there's still some people who haven't started school yet. So there's one called, Lyman, you got the music?
Yep,
for
ready.
This? Okay, called you the ready? Name Game. All right, so I thought we would try this.
Shirley Ellis.
Shirley Ellis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's how this works.
Chuck.
And anybody can play this if you're
ha 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 ha. Never heard that before.
If you're driving with the family and you're looking for something to do to kill some time with kids in the car or whatever, everybody can do this. So here's how it works. We'll go around. There's the name. We'll go around the room, and if you stumble, you're out. Okay? And we'll keep going until there's one person left standing. And here's how it works. So I will give you an example. So somebody would start, and let's say they say, and these are all famous people, would be famous people. You would say Tom Brady.
Okay?
So then the next person would say, they could say Billy Joel. So why would they say Billy Joel? Because Brady with a B, Billy Joel starts with a B. So Billy Joel, the next person could say...
So it doesn't matter if it's the last name or first name, because Brady is the last name.
So we could go Scarlett Johansson and then John Lennon.
Exactly. And the next person would say a celebrity that starts with an L.
Okay, so the second person has to use a name with the same first letter as...
The last
on the
name.
First name as the last name
yeah.
of the
yeah it's always yeah, mm-hmm. always going to be the last name and so it has to be somebody that's
okay,
famous
but Charlie Johansson I say John Lennon is a first name
correct
so, okay John. I got you
and right. then the I, next person would yeah so okay. you go around
so have to just say Larry David or something like
oh okay
that.
So
Larry
they have
Bird,
to take
you know?
The L from right. Lennon and make a yeah. first name
exactly.
I got
exactly exactly
say John Lennon and then Larry Connors.
That's yeah, right.
I got it. So, do I need to keep score here?
Nope. There's no score.
Okay.
So we'll just go. Let's just say if you stumble for more than 5 seconds,
then you're out.
You're okay. gone.
Okay.
Last
okay.
man standing right. wins. Yeah.
I think
and I'll bet. Play too. I can play too because I don't have any. Okay. I can't cheat. In fact, okay. I will start, and then after me it's Tim. Right? Is that how we do this?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go counterclockwise.
Okay. So I'll start. Cindy Crawford.
Carl Crawford.
What?
Carl
who the
Crawford?
Heck is Carl Crawford?
Oh, he's the most suspended player in the history of Major League Baseball who threw balls in
does
the stands.
Does that count as being famous?
He's a famous baseball player. He's made millions in his career.
Have you ever heard of him, Limey?
I have not. Okay. Sorry. All right.
So you've got to think of something that we see.
Already there's controversy.
Charlie Sheen. Good
one. Simon Cowell.
Oh, man. Kurt Cobain.
Ooh. Is that a K?
Oh, no.
No, 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 idiot. No, that is a C,
no,
isn't it?
No, no, Kurt Cobain is a K. Kurt you're Cobain's out. No, you're out, man. Oh.
Sorry, Dan.
Crap. Stand in the corner. You're out.
So I'm looking for a C, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Charles Barkley.
Brian Williams.
Ooh.
Willie Nelson.
Ooh.
Ha-ha. I didn't think I'd get it, did you?
Nancy Kerrigan?
Okay. I
don't know who she is. Chris Christopherson.
Oh, good one.
King Kong.
Come on.
Okay. No, he's
saying you got to get him, man.
All right, all right. All right.
Katy Perry.
Paul Newman.
Oh, Nancy Drew.
David Letterman.
Nice.
Larry David.
Denise Richards.
Whoa.
I'm out.
Three.
Rennie Knott.
Think of an R.
Rennie Knott.
He's out. Yeah, Denise Richards. Yeah, yeah.
Robin Thicke.
There you go.
Tim Allen.
Ooh. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Wow.
Bloody hell, the only one I can think of.
Is it W to me?
Yeah.
Walt Whitman.
Oh, wait, hang on. Is it? Yeah. That's a
three. Yeah,
okay.
Tim. Walt Whitman. Wanda Sykes.
Whoa.
Susan Sarandon.
Steve Buscemi.
Nice.
Billy Joel.
Oh. Julianne Moore.
Marty Marion.
Who? Whoa. Baseball player.
Mandy Moore.
Michael Jackson.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Freddie Freeman.
He's a baseball player.
Yeah, I know he is.
Freddie Freeman, so I've got an F, right?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Limey's out.
Down to two.
Yeah.
So what letter am I?
F
for me. Frank Opinion.
Oh, that's good.
That's
very
all
good.
Right.
Perry Mason.
Oh.
Oh, wow. We got fictional characters here now.
Mike Schilt.
Ooh, good one.
Ooh, got an S.
Shirley Bassey.
Oh,
Goldfinger.
Named after the dog, the Basset Hound.
Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, that's a good letter. Oh.
A first name. Oh, dang it.
Ozzy Osbourne.
There you go.
Whoa.
Oprah Winfrey.
Damn, he's good.
Wilford Brimley.
Oh.
Bill Clinton.
Let's see.
Charlie Pride.
Oh.
Wow.
Pete Gray.
That was close.
Garrett Morris.
Whoa.
Dug deep for that one.
Michael Jackson.
I already said that one. I said that one last time.
Michael Jackson Sr.
He used the name already used. I believe he's out.
Way to go.
Wow.
Way to
go.
We just justified. Thank you, everybody. That is really interesting.
Yeah.
Because you think, well, we'll never run out. And then you get to the letter O.
Yeah.
That starts to get tough. Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
I didn't know Olivia Munn. But like
Olivia Munn.
The second I got the F, I was like, oh, no, I couldn't think of his name.
Oliver Stone. I mean, O is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. Okay, that's a good one, Bill.
Well, I didn't invent it, but
well, that was fun.
There you go. And you can play it on your own road trip when you're traveling.
And I'm sure a lot of people who didn't understand what we were doing, simply, again, we took the first letter of a last name, and we had to come up with somebody whose first name started with that letter. So it's interesting. That was good.
Yeah.
We should do a geography game with my dad. We'd play it in the car. Exactly what Bill's talking about. He would say St. Louis, then you have to name a city or a state or a country that starts with the last letter of the one before you. That's tougher.
The geography thing, yeah, I would be out first.
I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
God, you thank get you, your Bill. Segment in.
Yeah. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the country. Yesterday we talked about whiners and people. I'm depressed. Michelle Obama, Katy Perry, and all these people, they're depressed. The world is depressing them. And then the day I see an article, and the headline of the article was, and it showed a young black woman. It said, "I can't afford tuition." Okay, well, let me tell you something. Wow. I couldn't afford tuition either. Okay, lots of people can't afford tuition. When I got out of high school, if I went anywhere to college, and I tried, I didn't do very well, and I ended up getting kicked out, and I didn't finish, but I tried every dime of it. I had two jobs, and I paid it myself. A lot of people can't afford tuition. That's not something to whine about. Get a job. Get a loan. You'll figure it out.
I'm paying for schooling myself right now.
Yeah. There you go. You know, these people, I'm sick of these people.
You didn't call the whambulance, did you?
No, I didn't.
The Seattle police chief, a lady named Carmen Best, black female, has resigned, and I don't blame her. Defunding the police in Seattle. Remember that stupid block that was their own autonomous block? You remember how that went? Yeah. And I think...
Couldn't even take care of their own trash.
I think Carmen Best finally said, you know what, screw this. I don't want to be chief of a town where they want to defund the police department, disrespect the police, tell us they don't need us, and I don't blame her. But the sad news is, and she was apparently really well-liked, we're going to be losing more people like her if we keep this up, this disrespect and defunding the police. So, sorry to see her go. Ghislaine Maxwell, and that's how you pronounce it, Ghislaine. This is Epstein's right-hand woman, if you remember. Here's another whiner. Her attorney says they don't like the way she is being treated in prison.
What?
She's subjected to round-the-clock surveillance and numerous body scans. She's locked up in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn since early July. Let me stop you for a second. This is the woman who helped procure girls as young as 14 so they could be abused.
Is she dead? No.
Not yet.
What's the problem?
Not yet, and here's why she will be. They now have said, and this morning it came out, she has provided a list. And there are some very famous people on it. We will never hear the details of that, I guarantee you.
I don't think anything's going to happen to these people. Wasn't it released last week that Bill Clinton had went to like Epstein's Island a bunch of times?
Nothing is going to happen.
And nothing's happened. Nothing's going to happen to these people.
They said she's under surveillance 24 hours a day with security cameras and prison guards. Her cell is searched multiple times a day. So what? Body scans. So what? Let's go back and look at what they did to these girls. Who cares? Yeah, she's forced to wear special clothing. All prisoners are forced to wear special clothing. Holy cow.
Didn't she force underage girls to wear nothing?
Yeah, she did.
Right.
But that orange jumpsuit doesn't match her eyes.
Ooh, that's nice.
Young couple is dating and... she's very religious, and she's held back from worldly pleasures, and he wants her so badly, but she won't let him get to first base. He's never seen her with no clothes on, obviously. And one day they're driving down the interstate, and she's telling him she drives her nuts how slow he drives. And she said, look, I can't stand this anymore, how slow you drive. I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll play a little game. For every 5 miles that you go over the limit, I will remove a piece of clothing. Well, the speed limit's 50, so he runs it up to 55, and she takes her blouse off. He runs it up to 60. Her pants come off. 70. She pulls her panties off. Now he's looking 70 miles an hour. He never drives this fast. He's looking over for the first time, seeing her totally nude. He gets very excited, loses control of the car. Off the road, down an embankment, hits a tree. Now she's not hurt, but there she is in the car, nude. Her clothes have in process of going down the embankment have flown somewhere. They don't know where they are. She has no clothes on. And he is stuck in this wreckage. And she can't pull him free. And he says, look, you're going to have to go up the road and get help. I'm stuck in here. You got to get some help. She said, I don't have any clothes on. And he reaches The only thing he can reach, because he's trapped, is one of his shoes. He hands her a shoe. He says, hold this over your private area and go up and get some help. So she goes up to the side of the road. And along comes a truck driver. She flags him down. And here he sees a naked, crying woman with the shoe over her private area. And she's saying, please, my boyfriend, he's stuck and I can't pull him out. He looks down at the shoe and he goes, lady, he's too far gone.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Fresh Thyme Farmers Market. It's no surprise that healthy living begins with what we eat. Fresh Thyme Farmers Market brings you heart-healthy Haas avocados, 2 for $1 now through August 11th. You can trust Fresh Thyme to bring you real food at real affordable prices. They cleared the accident eastbound 64 at Big Bend. Now you have a stall eastbound 64 before Van Deventer. Accident cleared eastbound 270 before 170. Slow westbound 70 at 141. You've got signal issues 141 at Old Halls Ferry and Hampton at 44. And an accident northbound Lindbergh at Lynn Haven. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season. With low inventories and less competition, homes are fetching higher prices. To leverage a higher price home, call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Joe Rusevans with FRA Trust here, and as a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, I want to help you take control of your financial future in this post-pandemic economy. If you have over $250,000 in a retirement account, or perhaps you've recently been furloughed and don't know what to do, my team at FRA Trust would love to help you learn how to turn a 401k retirement account into your own personal IRA. Don't delay. Call us today at 855-935-4214. That's 855-935-4214.
4214. Somebody's going to be very happy today because he has, wow, like 9.5 minutes. That's a nice long segment. Let's see if he can fill it. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed only on Monday. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of most everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Reservations are necessary if you're going to have lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's. And when I say they sell thousands of gift cards every year, I had one listener email me and kind of challenged me on that. No, it's true. It's thousands every year. Because think about it. There aren't many things that you could give just about anybody and know they would love receiving it. Well, gift cards to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market, there's an example of something anybody would love. Again, closed only on Monday, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, with plenty of time today, Mike Evans. I was afraid maybe we came in a little too early before you had a chance to pop the cork. But looks like you're in it already.
How's Amanda?
She's great. She's great.
And how's the little girl? What'd you name her? What did they name her?
Charlotte Tyann Landgrader. That's her name because my son-in-law's name is Landgrader. 9 pounds, 7 ounces, and everybody's a great
wow,
thank you.
Wow, big baby.
Big baby, yeah.
You know, let me share. Amanda, Frank's daughter, is just just a sweetheart of a girl. I've known her since, I've known her since she was, how old is she now?
She's 30.
I've known her since she was like 9 years old, 8 years old. Just a very nice girl, and Frank's sons are wonderful, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know that you had anything to do with it.
I don't think I did. I'm afraid to do DNA testing because I don't want to know the truth. So.
Well, I don't want you to do DNA testing either.
Oh, I see what he did there. See what he did there?
Two best quotes of the year so far. First quote, Nicole Kidman asked, other than having children, what was her happiest moment in life? Nicole Kidman said, quote, that's easy. The day my divorce was final from Tom Cruise, it was pure joy, like being in heaven. I cried. I was so happy.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa.
She hated that guy.
Man.
How about that? Next, Katy Perry says, quote, I never have been happier and more excited and thrilled than when I learned I was pregnant. Now I can say I've never wanted anything to end as much as being pregnant. Mm-hmm. Which Amanda feels the same way, too, right?
Oh, she's thrilled it's over. She was big. I mean, and she's ready to start, you know, shrinking.
Hold on a second. Cheryl, Amanda's baby was like over 9 pounds. Oh. She goes, whoa. Yeah. TV news coming to Netflix on September 4th. A very dark, very weird, very creepy, very bizarre. It's just a mind-blowing film called I Am Thinking of Ending Things. It's so unexplainable, I can't really explain it to you, but you will never forget it once you see it. I've seen it. You need to see it. I'm thinking about ending things. Coming to Netflix September 4th. Write it down.
I got to tell you something. That's a very intriguing title. I mean, I would watch it if I saw that title up there. I'm thinking about
the
ending thing. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Simon Cowell will definitely not be in his chair on America's Got Talent because of his broken back. I hear Simon's first choices to take his place were Ryan Seacrest, Paula Abdul, and Pierce Morgan, but they decided to go with Kelly Clarkson.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Got to get somebody with an edge.
She was on the... is she still on the...
Voice?
Voice?
No, couldn't they have found somebody who could be... play the part of the kind of the a-hole on the show, because he's good. No, he's good. So. He's good at that. There's got to be somebody who could do that.
I know. I agree. Reminds me, Las Vegas has hung out a line for winning Emmy Best Actress, and they are Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer. Jodie Comer.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, baby. Both even money to win for Killing Eve. Anybody watch that, Killing Eve?
I
don't think I saw it.
What's her name again? Jodie? Is she the assassin?
Yes.
All right, I've watched the first season. I haven't watched the second season yet. I need to check that out, though.
I think she's hot.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Oh, she really is. Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
3-1 for The Morning Show.
That was good. The Morning Show's good, Limey. You'd like it. Reese Witherspoon. And
okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Lori Lenny is 4-1 in Ozark.
Yep.
Okay.
And 5-1 Olivia Colman in The Crown.
Yeah, she was good.
Great show, worth watching. And I, Frank, I think you would really like this show. It's on Netflix. It's called World's Most Wanted. It's the fifth episode of the current season, number one season. It's a search of the world's number one most wanted fugitive. And the most wanted fugitive in the entire world.
Whoa.
Wow.
That, I guess that used to be El Chapo, but not anymore.
Who is the number one in the world?
Italian mafia king, kingpin, the last godfather, his name is Matteo De Niro, has killed police chiefs, judges, organized a dozen or so terror attacks. They say he's killed more people than any other civilian in history.
And they don't know where he is?
Yeah, he's someplace in Italy, someplace in Sicily, and they have never been able to track him down. They've been looking for him since 1993, and he's still out there.
How do they know he's not dead?
Sicily's not that big.
Yeah, maybe, maybe he's dead.
Yeah, sure.
Warning, it's been around a while, but Real TV has brought back the absolute worst reality show ever made. I want you to avoid this like the coronavirus.
Ooh.
Branson Cab Company.
What?
Branson Cab Company.
It sounds like Branson, Missouri?
Sounds horrible.
Yes.
Wow.
But these idiots that own a cab company in Branson, just ridiculous.
Huh.
To couple odds and ends, Hollywood is remaking Dirty Dancing and probably be to land on Hulu. Now, I know Frank can't spend much, because it's obvious, but Kim Kardashian spends $5,000 for her haircuts.
Wow.
That does not surprise me.
$5,000. This is going off track, but I got to tell you about this buddy of mine. His name is Rob. Me and Rob and Dave Hamilton, who is my program director in of the station I'm on in Minneapolis for 20 years, but he retired, moved to Palm Springs, and we played over there at Mission Hills every Friday and Saturday morning, and Rob, Dave Dugan, and Dave Hamilton. Well, we all gamble a little bit on sports events, but Rob, great guy, he plays best of this parlay during the major golf tournament, where there's, I don't know how many people playing it, but you have to pick the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth winners, the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth place finishers in the majors. The first major was the PGA on this weekend. He picked 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Wow.
It's a $100 buy-in, and he won. $3,850,000.
Wow. There's a good payday.
$3 million. He called me. I couldn't believe it. Then I read it in the papers in the L.A. Times as well. Is that unbelievable?
Wow. Well, yeah. The odds of picking the first through fifth. Yeah.
Yes. 175 golfers. And he picked the who finished for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good for him.
Wow.
Good for him.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah. Somebody called the Wambulance. facing attorney fees, huge fines, and a jail time because of the College Gate scandal. Lori Loughlin tells friends that she has no other choice. She's got to cut back and downgrade her lifestyle.
Whoa, so I hate to hear that.
I know, it's terrible for Frank.
Yeah.
She sold her $18 million Beverly Hills home, and she's moved to the ghetto of Bel Air, had to buy a $9 million home.
That'll teach her.
However,
and there's always a however in life.
They are still going to keep the family jet.
No, so, thank goodness.
Yeah.
You have 20 seconds.
Oh man, I got so much more.
We had a big segment today.
It was a big segment. I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much.
Five seconds.
So tell Amanda we're so happy for her.
We will.
Congratulations.
Thank you. 4 seconds.
And we'll talk to you.
Appreciate it.
See you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Well. You know the drill. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Thanks for being with us. See you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
The 590 The Fan app is ready for you at your app store. Download it now and start listening today. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Fox Sports trending now.
The Pac-12 has made the unanimous decision to postpone fall sports, including football, the conference setting January 1st, 2021, as the earliest date for sports to return. The Pac-12 following the Big Ten's lead, as they also are doing away with fall competition, both expressing hope of playing in the spring. The ACC is standing their ground and driven to play football in the fall. A segment of their statement today reads, quote, "We will continue to follow our process that has been in place for months and has served us well," end quote. The SEC not wavering either. Commissioner Greg Sankey added in a note, quote, "I look forward to learning more about the factors that led to the Big Ten and Pac-12 leaderships to take those actions today," end quote. And the Big 12 Conference has yet to release a response. I'm Brian Fenley.